Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you most warmly to our today's analysis conference. We had the press here this morning. It was not that crowded. We have quite a bit of competition today, obviously. But I'm even more happy since this is my last analyst conference in my function today. Maybe you heard that in our supervisory board meeting, Mr. Steiner was elected my predecessor to the 1st of July this year. And I think I speak on behalf of all of you when I congratulate him and wish him all the best of success for this new function. It's solid. We have made sure that there is continuity and there are a lot of opportunities to make it better. Don't put it too high. Now, we would like to start immediately. You have received the text, and it's difficult for me to read it out, but I try to stick to the written version as far as possible. And this also makes sure that there is a good understanding, because everything is being interpreted. It's interpreted also for the internet, and therefore I will stick to the text. And if you have any questions, we are happy to answer them afterwards. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really happy that you have come here today in big numbers, and I'm also very happy that today we can present to you the best result that I have been able to present in the 17 or 16 years and something leading this company. And I'm optimistic, and I say that right from the beginning, that this success course will be continued despite some black spots at some areas can be continued really in the future. With the acquisition of the Chilean SBL, the largest producer in Latin America, it has been very important to strengthen our portfolio of products and services. Now also outside Europe, we are active as a producer, and we are growing in the global salt business, and we grow really into a new dimension. The dynamic development of the South American economic area in particular, but also the progressive industrialization in Asia, especially at the coastal regions, open us promising opportunities that we will definitely use. The attractive, and again, it's rising again, the attractive international price level, especially for potash and nitrogen fertilizers, have supported our success. And in expanding our deliveries to Asia, we made greater use in the logistics field of attractively priced container shipments in 2006 in order to offset the effects of sea freight price increases for bulk fertilizers. We were able to make use of the very high demand for our de-icing salt products at the beginning of the year with a degree of flexibility that is unique by comparison with the competition as well. We could use that, and we were always able to deliver. And despite the mild climate at the end of the year in Europe, altogether, due to the strong spring season, we had a very strong winter road clearance business. And also disposal and recycling, waste management and recycling, also thanks to the significant rise in the volume of underground reutilization, and be prepared for that early on, that is incinerating of household waste and the very good recycling business, aluminum, copper, two catchwords, so we made very good increases here as well. Internally, we've continued to work on, and we have done it continuously around the clock, so we have continued to work on identifying efficiency enhancements with the most lasting effect possible in all sections of our value chain and implement that, of course, as quickly as possible, especially in the compo business segment, which was under focus, especially in the past few years. I would like to mention a figure. We saved 7 million in terms of costs last year, and that's the primary reason why we have achieved this outstanding success, especially in the consuming business. So we really made a step
ahead into the future. And then also, due to our refined instruments and due to our size and experience, our currency hedging has been improved again. Mr. Steiner will tell you more about that later on. And to sum up, and that's really important, it's the first time that we have been successful that way in all those years, in all areas at the same time. We increased our operating earnings significantly. And the energy cost rises and freight cost rises. I mean, it was about 50 million euros that we had to absorb and live with. But nevertheless, we achieved that with our increases of efficiency and increases in earnings. The past financial year, I mentioned it before, was the best so far in the history. Let me tell you a few key data. 142 million, that is 5% increase, that is to 2.96 billion in 2006. I would have been happy to present you a 3 in front of the dot, but Fativa and the slightly decreasing salt business didn't allow to do that. But Fativa will catch up with salt, it's different, but then other things will come. But then, of course, the first time inclusion of the SBL group in the salt business, as of the 1st of July or 30th of June, contributed to this revenue increase above all. And then also price increases had a positive effect with the result that individual volume-related declines could be more than offset. While the potash and magnesium products and compo business segments were able to grow their revenues mainly by means of higher fertilizing prices, salt, in addition to the consolidation effect, also, and that's really important, made gains for salt, for chemical use and industrial salt. We are not only a de-icing salt supplier, but we are also very strong in the weather-independent segment. In Europe, we have a share of 2.1 billion, and this is about two-thirds of the total earnings. The European market is very important because we can use freight cost advantages and other things as well. But revenues overseas also rose to 27%, that is 836 million euros. And as a result, this share has grown by 5 percentage points. And in the current year, we'll have the SBL included for the whole year. And then definitely we will reach the 3 billion very clearly. EBIT 1, 278 million. A bit below what I wanted to present to you. I thought of 285, 88, but 7 million had to be spent for hedging in the fourth quarter. But nevertheless, I think it's a great value. 27.1 million euros, respectively 11% above previous year's figures, mainly due to higher prices for standard and specialty fertilizers and also the first time inclusion of SBL. And this was done to adjust the effects of changes in the market value of foreign currency option transaction, long history. But here we have an improvement of approximately 57 million euros, respectively 35%, to 218.1 million euros. And this includes a non-recurrent deferred tax income of the reorganization of the SBL group. Mr. Steiner will talk about that later. And, ladies and gentlemen, we are not only talking about it, we are doing it. We would like to pursue an earnings-based dividend policy, and for that reason, the Board of Executive Directors supported our proposal that the dividend will be increased to 20 cents, that is 11% higher than in the previous year, assuming that on the day of the annual general meeting, we won't keep our own shares, and there is high probability of that. So a total of dividend of 82.5 million will be paid out. Now let me talk about the business segments. Potash, again, increase in revenues of 4% to more than 1.2 billion. Mainly due to prices of fertilizers, but also with industrial products here in Europe. At the same time, the expansion of our overseas business had an impact. Here we have a limited decrease in Europe. Weather was compensated for, was even more than compensated for. So total sales in 2006 with about 8 million tons was about 2% more than in the preceding year. Operating earnings EBIT 1 rose by 6.8 million euros, 5%, to a new top level in this area that was 159 million approximately. The price-driven increase in revenues could not fully make up for the rise in costs resulting from higher energy and freight costs, but our hedging measures enabled us to achieve a better foreign currency result compared with the previous year. So we didn't pass it on with cost increases or price increases. And also the lower valuation of our US dollar receivables were even more than compensated for. Our processing strategy was also implemented successfully. That is, higher margin specialty products such as potassium sulfate, industrial potash, and the new EPSO product family was again increased. Also in the current year, 2007, we are going to continue that strategy. In order to exploit our raw material potential, that is potassium chloride, and we will refine it even further and use up the value adding even more. We also concentrate on new specialities like trace nutrients. This year, for example, we had oil palms from Malaysia, and we developed the product Corn Kali Plus Bor in order to be more successful here. Boron plays a very important role as a nutrient to ensure very high oil yields. In addition to that, our agricultural and industrial application advice overseas and also in Eastern Europe will be stepped up, and also in some other attractive overseas markets. Altogether, for potash and magnesium products, from today's point of view, and I would like to underline that, we expect a slightly higher result, revenues, of 8 million tons of goods again. And therefore, our outlook is based rather on moderate price increases, especially in Brazil, but also in other important overseas markets. We see already a clearly rising price level. The operative result, the operating earnings, because of higher average prices and declining energy costs, will grow further as long as the US dollar exchange rate does not require any major follow-up hedging in the form of option premiums to maintain attractive hedge levels. This also applies against the backdrop of the need for greater investment related to exploratory and pre-processing work to safeguard the high production output in our systems. Now let me talk about the world market. This is number 3 and 4, especially in the potash business. What do we expect here this year and in the years to come? 2006, that was special. The demand with the sales of only 50.7 million tons, unexpectedly, was down about 7% on the previous year, but that was only the result, as you all know, the result of a purely tactical market behavior, a hesitance of buying of the Indians and Chinese population, as with the price negotiations that took more than half a year with the Canadian and Russian producers, wanted to reject the $40 price increase. Then $45 were accepted, and we found that in the fourth quarter that the potash deliveries were taken up highly intensively, so this high level of delivery was reduced very clearly again. But one side effect was that in Brazil, prices went down in the fourth quarter quite clearly, but now it's at a different level again. We expect that demand globally will attain the high level of 2005 again, and that's 4 to 5 million tons in addition. At the beginning of February, this time, the Russian and Belarusian, but also the Canadian producers, agreed with the Chinese with $5 per ton of potassium chloride. Now they're negotiating with the Indians. And on top of that, recapture effects can be expected this year with respect to supplying sufficient nutrients to soil, as, for example, fertilizers could not be fully applied in the spring season of last year because of wet and cold weather in large parts of Europe, and that's a very favorable condition. In general terms, the high demand on the global potash market at the present time is the basis that makes sure that all international potash fertilizer producers produce at a level close to their technical capacity. And this is also important for us. This also applies to us. We are working at full capacity, and we have to make sure that the raw salt is there to continue to run at capacity. And I told you before, due to the relatively long lead times to establish a new potash mine and also the high costs associated, relatively high, that is 1 billion, catchword, $1 billion with an annual output of 2 million tons of goods. Against this backdrop, we are convinced that potash will continue to be scarce over the 3, 4, 5 next years. This will be even more the case as the Russian producer Urakali has lost about 1.5 million tons of production capacity. That was Brezhenitsky 1, which because of a flooding was lost. So they had a loss, as I told you before, of 1.5 million tons of production capacity. For the mid-run, we assume that the global potash demand will grow by an average of 2 to 3 percent, and the influence is bioethanol, regenerative raw materials, and this will be seen on the potash market as well. And there will be a strong demand also in Russia, in the western part of Russia, in agriculture there. We expect 61 million tons till 2011, and they can't produce it at the moment. The reasons that made us come to this favorable forecast are the demand for fertilizers, and I mentioned it before, growing world population, less area for food production per person, if I can put it that way, and therefore we need higher efficiency, and that also means more intensified fertilizing and plant protection. Not only the global population is growing, but also the global economy is growing, especially in the emerging markets. And that means there are higher demands for better nutrition, and that means higher demand for meat. And as a result, there will be more demand for higher quality fodder and food, and existing agricultural systems have to work more efficiently. They need better materials, better dosed, balanced fertilization, that's the catchword here, in order to live up to that challenge. In addition to that, this trend towards renewable raw materials for the production of energy will increase demand for fertilizers. And also states support that, you know, at this high level. And I really believe that the global agriculture, that is food chain and also renewable resources, if I can put it that way, never had better conditions as we have it now. And as we are suppliers of raw materials into that system and there is a scarcity situation, now this is a really a favorable framework condition for us and for our future. The global demand for agricultural products, poorer harvests due to weather conditions, really declined agricultural stocks in 2006. You know, and you can also see it on the chart, you know the situation for cereals. And this will lead to the situation that farmers, especially in Brazil, but also North America, will expand their fields. Stocks for corn are at the lowest level in the past 20 years. And yesterday I read that today already in the United States, the largest corn producer of the world, has already 18% of cultivation there used for renewable energies. This development also in the past year led to the price increases for agricultural raw materials, and prices have risen by over 80%. I don't think that's the end of this development as yet. And these prices have encouraged farmers all over the world to both increase their available land and also their land intensity. Both of these elements require greater use of fertilizers, not only potash, but also phosphate and nitrogen. Now let me talk about compo, the compo business segment. You also see it in the development of revenues. On the cost side, they have been very successful. A volume-related decline could be compensated for by price adjustments in the professional business. We have a slight increase here. Consumer area, wet and cold weather till April, frost here in Western Europe, but also in France. And therefore, we have been faced with hesitance of buying. For professional segments, we have price increases. And also here, we had a long dry spell, especially in Spain and southern Italy, and also rising operating costs for farmers. We all had to compensate for that, but still we had sales and revenue increases in Europe, but also overseas. We achieved that mainly with our innovative N-Tech fertilizers, and this shows you once again that this requires to be an innovator. We are innovating. We are the company by far that really offers innovative products. We work together with BASF, for example, in order to develop new innovations for that market. The operating earnings for Compo was 29.2 million. That is 17% up compared to last year, with a slight increase in revenues, which is mainly due to the efficiency enhancements. Flexibilization of working hours, streamlining of distribution in Germany and also France, and wide-ranging harmonization and focusing on our assortment. Up to one-third of the consumer assortment was eliminated. And with that, we could make up for the higher costs resulting from the rise in procurement prices for ammonium, phosphate, and potash. And another important point, we have made major progress with our strategic partner Syngenta. We have become a very attractive supplier of plant protection. That was a structural weakness of Compo before, but now the cooperation has become more concrete. The targets of revenue and earnings can be mentioned here. We expect revenues of about 15 million euros as of 2009, and we expect even better margins than in classical fertilizers business. Also for you, we plan a clear increase of revenues, of turnover, especially against the backdrop of weather conditions. The consumer business and the professional area will help us, and the consumer segment should benefit from the more positive consumer propensity consume in Europe and also in France. And the professional area will benefit from the high demand for stabilized fertilizers and specialty mineral fertilizers, especially in Latin America now and also partly in Asia. In addition, we want to expand our business regionally in Southern Europe and also Latin America. Assuming that the price of ammonia will be similar to what it was last year, the operating earnings should display a somewhat higher percentage increase than revenues. The full implementation of the efficiency enhancement measures that we have already launched should also make a contribution to that. Now let me talk about the trading business of Fertiva. Revenues reached 556 million euros, and that was more or less the same level as last year. Positive price effects could not fully make up for the volume decreases in Germany and other European countries. Overseas, however, we had a revenue increase of 8%. In Europe, the revenue declined by 7%. Sales decreases in Europe are primarily due to the modest demand on the part of the Western European customers who started the fertilizing season with significant stocks as a result of the slack spring business due to weather conditions. In addition, sales in the second half of the year suffered because of the relatively high price levels prompted by ongoing gas and ammonium costs. Nevertheless, the operating earnings from trading of Fertiva reached 16.7 million and thus exceeded the figure of the preceding year by 13%. Higher raw material acquisition costs could be more than offset by higher prices. Margins were increased. For the current year, we expect that due to the general positive framework conditions on the global fertilizing markets, there will be a growing demand for nitrogen. New market opportunities are expected because of the cooperation of LANXESS, former Bayer. We have now the plant in Antwerp. We invested 5 million euros into the construction of a new facility, including the logistics related to that. And with that, Fertiva will also be able to offer large grain ammonium sulfate, which is rare. And we can supply farmers directly with that product. And here, prices are better. We started construction work already last year, and we expect completion of this project by the middle of this year. And 18 million tons of this higher grade and higher price product will be sold already. And we need not share that with BASF, so we can deliver that in the second half of the year. Nevertheless, due to the intensification of competition in Europe, Russia, Ukraine. We expect sales more or less at the level of the preceding year. At the moment, we are careful when forecasting the results. Fertiva said that they can absorb a limited decline. They cannot rule out a limited decline. But at the beginning of the year, they are always a bit careful. So I assume that they will do better. Now let me talk about salt. Together with SPL, salt was a very successful year, especially not only concentrating on operative business, but also the structures that we created, the sustainability that we introduced in that business segment. With SPL, K plus S now has a very cost-effective, maybe the most cost-effective rock and sea salt producer, especially rock salt, with high earnings capacity. From a logistical point of view, we are in a very favorable location, and we have a strong market position in attractive regions of the American salt market. K plus Us is pursuing the goal of exploiting further growth potentials of SPL, not only for de-icing salt, and thus they will further expand the salt business. In the year 2006, we achieved revenues of about 490 million euros, and that was an increase of nearly 90 million, respectively 22% increase compared to the previous year. The growth was mainly due to the first-time inclusion of the SPL group. Without that consolidation effect, revenues would have only risen by about 2%. Operating earnings, we achieved 67.6 million. That's the highest figure to date in the salt business. It's about 5 million, respectively 8% higher than the top result of 2005. This increase, I mentioned it before, is mainly due to the consolidation effect of SPL and due to the mild climate in North America in the fourth quarter. We had it a bit lower than anticipated. But, you know, also in Europe, it was too warm in the fourth quarter to sell de-icing salts. But the Western European de-icing salt business at the beginning of the last year was very positive. It was a very long and harsh winter, and therefore we benefited from that. Altogether, the market is stable, we have a good demand situation, and this makes it possible to raise prices for industrial salt, especially we can compensate costs for energy and freight. In our new and an important market region of South America, we expect that we will also benefit from the sharp rise in the population there and also the favorable economic development there, Brazil, for example. The completion of the second port terminal in Chile towards the end of the third quarter and with that, making demurrage charges largely superfluous, and this is also 2 to 3 million a year. So the earnings quality of our salt business in America and Asia will already have a tangible impact for the first time next year. For 2007, despite a modest start for de-icing salt because of the weather conditions in Europe and also in North America, we expect salt business segment revenues to rise solely as a result of the consolidation effect. As a result of the anticipated decrease in sales of de-icing salt, especially here in Europe, the operating earnings will probably not be able to mirror the consolidation-related increase in revenues, but will shortfall of the figure of the preceding year. But then we also had a very positive development for waste management and recycling. Especially, we had more disposal volumes for underground reutilization. Since June 2005, municipal waste can no longer be stored in landfill facilities above the ground, and therefore incinerating plants live at very high capacity. The recycling of aluminum salt slag also has been very successful. Our capacity is being fully used up, and also aluminum granulate has produced very strong growth in revenues. In total, revenues had a growth of 24% to about 70 million euros, and also the operating earnings of about 14 million euros is significantly above the previous year figure. For the year 2007, we expect a similar level. Our waste management and recycling business will continue to grow as there will be more volumes. And we also have higher processing capacities in our underground reutilization facilities, and thus we can participate in that growth. In the underground waste disposal, we expect the removal of waste for the purpose of recovering reusable materials to pick up, that is copper mainly, from the transformer stations. For the recycling of aluminum salt slag, we expect our capacity to be fully used. And as a result of the lower aluminum prices that we anticipated, we expect revenues to decline slightly. And we'll see that to a limited extent also in the operating result. Services and trading, also a success story. This business segment achieved a revenue of 55 million, which was not decisive. But here we only show services to third parties. But main reasons in the result are the growing logistics business. We have a higher share for exports, for fertilizers. We also made it part of the KTG. Then we also have the shipping services and also a lower reserve. As the expansion of our overseas fertilizer business requires greater flexibility at the port of Hamburg, we invested again, and handling capacities will grow by another 80,000 tons to now 400,000 tons. And this is due to the fact that the ship units become bigger and bigger, up to 60,000 tons. And as a result, you need backup on stock so that you can load without having to pay the fees. As a result of our improving capacity in the port of Hamburg, we no longer have to store at other port sites, that is Ghent and Antwerp. In addition to that, we can also optimize our rail traffic by increasing shipments from our potash sites to Hamburg together with cheaper freight. And also for the year 2007, we expect a stable course of business in the services and trading business segment. We expect a similar revenues result and earnings result as in the previous year. Now, back to us, to the people. On the 31st of December last year, we were 11,873 employees compared to the previous year. This is an increase of about 8%. SBL is accounting for that of 771 persons. Without that, we would have been seen only a growth of 1%. Sorry. Well, most of the people still work in Germany. This is mainly due to the geographical location of our deposits. Last year, we have, however, seen a significant increase in internationalization of our workforce with the acquisition of SPL. The share of employees overseas is now 7%. Long-term service to our company and the wealth of experience continue to be important cornerstones of our successful personnel policy. And this also includes the training of young employees. For many years, we have systematically prepared for the growth of tomorrow. In the year 2006, 182 young people started vocational training with us. This is done in 20 modern occupations at 16 sites of our group. At the end of 2006, we employed 620 trainers, 615 of them in Germany. The rate of the internal company is 6.2%, and this is higher than the high level of already last year. I mean, this is not only a social-oriented behavior, but this is an understanding that it is really necessary to invest into the future, as we have an aging population and as we have fewer and fewer highly qualified young people. I think it's an investment into our future. We need young employees for commercial, for industrial activities, for IT, for everything. Now, investment. We have 130.5 million euros total, also carried over from the year 2005. That's 20% more in material and immaterial goods. Major investments were made in order to reduce energy supply, to make it cheaper, and also replacement investment and production safeguarding investment. We expect 20 million overhangs with an investment volume of 210 million euros, which is quite something. A replacement and safeguarding production capacity accounts for about two-thirds, and with the expected depreciations of 135 million euros, it could be fully financed. In addition to that, the cash flow from operating activities will also ensure adequate financing of planned capital expenditure, replacement and expansion. Now, the outlook. Probably you are highly interested in that. In one sentence, also due to the conditions of the first quarter that we now see, we have good opportunities to successfully continue our growth course. Assuming a US dollar exchange rate of US dollar of 130 to the euro should slightly exceed the high level of the current top year 2006. The increase will be mainly due to the consolidation factors of the first-time exclusion of SPL. And I dare say already today that some price increases will definitely also contribute to that. And also the operating earnings should be able to improve from the previous year in line with the development of revenues, in particular higher contributions to earnings in potash and magnesium products. I think that will contribute to that. This estimate is based on the assumption that no significant follow-up hedging will be required for the derivatives used to hedge the US dollar exchange rate. It is also based on continuing rising demand for potash fertilizers, oil and gas prices more or less at the current level, as well as an average level of de-icing salt business in Europe and in North America. Ladies and gentlemen, let me summarize. I think we are well positioned in our markets with our employees that are highly committed. We will continue to increase the value of our company. With our investment course, we have taken all measures necessary to compensate negative effects of a negative US dollar-euro exchange rate. Altogether, the demand and economic situation in our markets is regarded positively, and also our competitive position still is seen very positively. We will adhere to our strategy, and that is acquisitions and corporations will help us to continue to grow. Now, the share. In 2006, it was 82.20, a bit higher than yesterday, also today. But this represents an increase of 61% over the course of the year. We also have to consider the dividend, then it would be 64.5%. And I'd say our share price has been better than the MDAX by 32%, and the MDAX was better than the DAX, so 39 percentage points better than the DAX. At the beginning of the year, we had a very positive situation. There were some speculative elements in the market. That's my feeling. We had an all-round high in excess of 90 euros. This development, however, was not only stopped in our company, but all over the world. There was a correction that some experts and some of you also described as overdue. Now, whether it was only a purifying storm or the beginning of a bear market, I leave this to you. But we, for all, have to make sure that the K plus S group will continue to based on its success course so that it remains strong in the share market, our investment, our activities, everything that I explained to you offer best opportunities for that. And the high cash flow distribution level between 40% to 50%, I mean, we mentioned that before, of the earnings and also the attractive dividend yield remain important key points of reference for the level of future dividend recommendations to be determined jointly with the supervisory board. Now, Mr. Steiner will talk about the key financial data of the last year and maybe make some other points as well. Thank you.